Namaste. Today we are going to talk about the 10 opposing qualities or the 20 gunas. Now, when we start learning Ayurveda, one of the first things we learn is that everything is made up of Pancha Mahabhutas, or five building blocks, starting from space, air, fire, water, and earth. And all these five Mahabhutas, these elements, have some qualities. So these qualities are what we're going to focus on today. Everything in Ayurveda is based on these qualities. And in Sanskrit, they're called Gurvadi Gunas. Why are they called Gurvadi Gunas? So in Sanskrit, what happens is, whatever is the kind of first letter of the word, we just call it that. For example, we have a concept of rasa, the energetics of the food, starting with rasa or taste, then virya. So we just call it ras panchadi. So this is called Gurvadi Gunas, or 10 opposing qualities, or 20 gunas. And the very first one is the quality of guru, or heavy. Guru means heavy. So we know we use the word guru for teacher or master. One whose words are heavy and pregnant with meaning and wisdom is our teacher, is the guru. But from Ayurveda, guru also means heavy in the sense, heavy in weight, heavy in mind in that sense. So if you look at the sloka, it goes, Guru Manda Himasnigda Slakshna Sandra Mridu Stiraha Gunaha Sa Sukshma Vishada Vimshati Savi Paryayaha. So what does this mean? So what are these 10 opposing qualities, starting with Guru? Guru Laghu, or heavy and light, are the first of these opposing qualities. Then you have Shita Ushna, meaning cold and hot. Then you have Snigdha Ruksha, meaning moist and dry. So let me go back and rephrase it. So these 10 opposing gunas, or 20 gunas, these opposing qualities, are classifying substances. Think of like physics, you know, we think of density of a substance, or viscosity of a substance, or rigidity, or compression, or tensile strength, or fluidity, and so on. So all these qualities of the physical world, the 10 opposing qualities are actually describing that. For example, weight of something, or human, or an animal, or a thing, is described as heavy or light, which we just learned. It is heavy is what? It is Guru. So Guru Laghu, heavy and light, is the weight. And then the Ushna Sheet, cold and hot, is the temperature of something. So how is heavy and light manifesting in our body, in our doshas? For example, somebody who's a heavy sleeper is not going to wake up. Somebody who's heavy in weight, somebody who's heavy in their words, if they say something, they stick to it, or they're stubborn. Somebody who's light will be a lightweight. They may not stick to their word or projects. They may be light sleepers, for instance. Temperature, hot and cold, Ushna Shita. For example, literally, when something is hot or cold. Also, what is the inner temperature? How does it make our body feel? For example, you can take some chilies and you can put them in the refrigerator and then eat the chilies later, but it will make our body hot. Or we can take some, you know, coconut water and put it outside in room temperature, but even then, if we drink that coconut water, it still feels cooling. So temperature, cold, hot. Then the third quality is the intensity, which is sharp and dull. For example, a sharp quality is seen in pitta, sharp appetite, a sharp tongue, sharp mind. Dull or manda, so this is tikshna manda in Sanskrit. So dull is another quality. For dullness is needed. Without dullness, we will not be able to sleep. So the two opposing qualities are sharp and dull. Then also how much moisture there is. Emolliency is the moisture that's oily and dry. Texture is another guna, the texture being smooth or slimy or rough. Then the viscosity, if is a liquid dense or it flows easily. Sara, it flows easily, liquid. then how rigid or compressibility of a substance, is it soft or hard? Then fluidity, is it able to move very easily, it is mobile, or it is stable, doesn't, it's thira, it doesn't move that. And then you have density, which is sthula, gross or subtle, sukshma. Sticky adhesion is another one, where whether something is clear or cloudy. Again, we're going to finish by very quickly. Guru Laghu is the weight heavy and light. Shita Ushna is the temperature hot and cold. Snigdha Ruksha is the oily and dry, is your how much moisture there is some in the body. Sharp and dull, Mandha and Tikshna, is another quality. Then Sthira Sara, you know, if something is stable, something doesn't move that quickly, and something that moves very, very quickly. Then you have the soft and hard quality, you have the rough and smooth quality, and so on. And these 20 qualities or 10 opposing qualities, everything in the world, all doshas, all humans, all everything that's happening, is all the signs and symptoms in Ayurveda pertaining to an imbalance are described by using these qualities.